Hello, this is Dr. Evgeny Goltzer-Dixon, and I'll be reporting on Jean Julius Kogel. Date of birth 12/10/1982. Date of procedure July 30th, 2024. Physician is Dr. Evgeny Goltzer-Dixon. Procedure performed is esophageal gastric endoscopy with cold biopsies and cold biopsy polypectomy and cold snare polypectomy, as well as colonoscopy with cold snare polypectomy, cold biopsy polypectomy, comma, cold biopsies. Indications is left upper quadrant and admitted by gastric abdominal pain, comma, diarrhea, comma, change in bowel habits. Description procedure. While consent was obtained, period, possible complications of procedure, including bleeding, infection, perforation, drug reaction, as well as the possibility of missing lesion, such as movement to rough sense of patient. Patient brought to endoscopy suite. Placed in left lateral position, suggested for anesthesia services, monitor anesthesia care. While lubricated anesthesia gas scope is introduced into esophagus, commands in direct vision to the second portion of duodenum. Careful examination made of the duodenum bulb, second portion of duodenum, stomach, G-junction, esophagus, rich effects is obtained in the cardia. A reception from the stem before withdrawal of scope. The patient was then turned around in left lateral position, as the direct exam was performed. A well-lubricated lymphocytic colonoscope is introduced into rectum and advanced under admission to the cecum, which is identified by the presence of the penicillin or cecal valve conference of folds. Period. Careful examination made of the cecum, cecal valve, ascending colon, hepatic flexure, transverse colon, splenic flexure, descending colon, sigma colon, and the rectum. Retroflex U was obtained on the rectum period. Boston ball prep score was graded as a 7-2-3-2. I'm a good friend. The patient had procedure well without any complication. Findings that upper endoscopy, the proximal metasophagus appeared unremarkable. Next sign, the Z line was regular 40 centimeters from the back. Next sign, there was evidence of a small sliding hiatal hernia. Next sign, there was evidence of mild patchy gastric erythema. And biopsies were obtained in the antrum body for histology and through a lead H. pylori. Next sign, there were two gastric fundus polyps. One was diminutive in size and removed cold biopsy polypectomy, and one was approximately 8 millimeters in size and removed cold snare polypectomy. Next line, there was evidence of an unremarkable duodenum to D2 portion. Comma biopsies were obtained for further evaluation for celiac disease. Next line, the ampulla appeared normal. Next line, at colonoscopy. Next line, terminal ileum, comma less 5 centimeters appeared unremarkable. Next line, go back, biopsies were obtained for further evaluation for the diarrhea. Next line, random colon biopsies were obtained in the right and left colon for further evaluation and histology. Next line, Boston bowel prep score was graded as 7, comma 2-3-2, comma good prep. Next line, there was evidence of 4 total rectal sessile polyps, period. 2 were diminutive in size and removed with cold biopsy polypectomy. Next line, 2 were also sessile, approximately 68 millimeters in size and removed with cold snare polypectomy. Next line, there was a diminutive cecal sessile polyp and removed cold biopsy polypectomy. Next line, there were 2 descending colon sessile polyps. One was approximately 6 millimeters in size and removed cold snare polypectomy, and one was diminutive in size and removed cold biopsy polypectomy. Next line, there was a diminutive sigmoid colon sessile polyp and removed cold biopsy polypectomy. Next line, there was evidence of grade 1 internal hemorrhoids noted on retroflexion. They were small and non-bleeding. Next line, plan. Follow-up biopsy pathology. Next line, repeat endoscopy will be based on follow-up pathology. Next line, recommend repeat colonoscopy in 3 years pending path. Next line, recommend fiber supplementation with psyllium. Next line, follow-up in office as previously scheduled. Thank you.